Welcome to today's word of encouragement from Our Daily Bread. The devotional for today is titled God Spoke, and it was written by Marvin Williams. In 1876, inventor Alexander Graham Bell spoke the very first words on a telephone. He called his assistant Thomas Watson, saying, "Watson, come here. I want to see you." Crackly and indistinct, but intelligible, Watson heard what Bell had said. The first word spoken by Bell over a phone line proved that a new day for human communication had dawned. Establishing the dawn of the first day into the formless and empty earth, God spoke His first words recorded in Scripture, "Let there be light." These words were filled with creative power. He spoke, and what He declared came into existence. God said, "Let there be light," and so it was. His words produced immediate victory as darkness and chaos gave way to the brilliance of light and order. Light was God's answer to the dominance of darkness, and when He created the light, He saw that it was good. God's first words continue to be powerful in the lives of believers in Jesus. With the dawning of each new day, it's as if God is restating His spoken words in our lives. When darkness, literally and metaphorically, gives way to the brilliance of His light, may we praise Him and acknowledge that He's called out to us and truly sees us. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading are the very first words in your Bible. It's from Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and He separated the light from the darkness. Let's pray. Creator of light, Holy Father, we praise You for dispelling the darkness of this world, for opening our eyes to You and Your presence in our life. As You create new life in us through Your Son, Jesus, may we spread Your light and life to others. And it's in Your name that we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to this word of encouragement today. My name is Wes Ward, and today's devotional was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.